Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Please feel free to continue to have breakfast, coffee, but we are going to get our program started and want to welcome everybody to the new Rock Hill Sports and Event Center, our first time at this beautiful venue. And for our opening remarks, I'm going to introduce Mike Gettings, Board Chair of the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce.
So good morning, everyone, and I just want to say on behalf of the Regional Board of the York County Chamber, good morning and welcome to the joint program of the Chamber's Business Before Hours and the 2020 Come See Me logo unveiling and festival kickoff. I will have to say I don't know who in the room is responsible for it being 67 degrees this morning, but you guys are really getting a jump start on this festival, so we're excited about what's coming. I am Mike Gettings, as Jennifer said, Chair of the Regional Board for 2020. I'm also the owner of Panther Heating and Cooling here in Rock Hill. The Chamber's enjoyed being co-host of this annual gathering since it was initiated, and we appreciate the festival officials again, including the business community, as part of this celebration. In fact, the York County Regional Chamber, and before that, the Rock Hill Area Chamber, had a long mutual relationship with this event. I'd also like to recognize real briefly the Rock Hill Area Council members that are here today. If you're on the Rock Hill Area Council of the Chamber, would you raise your hand for us and be recognized? Thank you for your support and for being here. Thank you very much. Come See Me is very important to the Chamber of Commerce, local business, and the entire community. One common theme for both of our organizations is promoting the area, its attractions, and our businesses and wonderful quality of life. This festival is also a subtle reminder of something the Chamber feels is very important, that this area has so much to offer and that we should support local businesses, organizations, and events whenever possible. We wish the festival and its volunteers the very best for another successful year. Thank you, and I'll turn it back over to Jennifer at this time.
Thanks, Mike, and might help to introduce myself. I'm Jennifer Childers, president of the board, Come See Me board this year. And again, want to thank everybody for coming out, and thank you to People's First, the sponsor of this logo unveiling. Up next on our program, we're going to get started with our Community Service and Merit Award winners. These awards are sponsored by the Tuttle Company this year. We're so happy to have y'all on board. Thank you for being here. And at this time, I will introduce Sarah Blank and Daisy Burrows, the team leaders for the Community Service and Merit Awards. And do we need to get Ashley up on board? Do y'all want to take care of that? Okay. Good morning, everybody. I'm Sarah Blank, and this is Daisy Burrows, my co-chair for the 2020 Come See Me Festival Community Service Merit Awards. It's our honor to be a part of recognizing these dedicated volunteers who improve our community through their selfless service and commitment to others. Each year, we ask Come See Me team leaders, board members, and members of the community to nominate an individual who is at least 13 years of age and volunteers their time with a local nonprofit, religious organization, or other community cause within York County. A panel of judges are then selected to review the nominations submitted and select the recipients. I assure you this is not an easy task, as we had an impressive pool of 23 worthy candidates this year. I'd like to now introduce Daisy Burrows, my fellow team leader, to tell you how we acknowledge these recipients.
Morning, everybody.
Okay,
Okay, we would like to thank each of our volunteer judges who had the extremely hard job of scoring the nominations that we received this year. Our 2020 judges included several people that are in the room right now, including Jack Holliday, Sandra Burris, Don Johnson, Isaiah Venning, and Katie Quinn. Once our top award winners had been identified, we worked with the individuals who submitted the nominations to make arrangements to surprise our winners with their news of their selection. For most of you who know, in the past, we would keep the identities of our award winners a secret until the logo unveiling. That is until this year. We wanted to make a big celebration about this very special honor for each of the award winners by sharing their big surprise on our Come See Me Festival social media channels. Plus, when you enter a room with a handful of colorful balloons and a big green frog in the middle of January, it kind of gets a lot of attention. Today we have glass frames to present to each of our award winners that captures that special moment when we notified them of their selection. This year's logo is etched into the glass, so they get a sneak preview before it's revealed later this morning.
So, of course, we couldn't recognize our award winners without the help of the very special and very green Glenn the Frog. Another special tradition of today's award presentation is that we invite a previous award winner to help us recognize this year's honorees.
So at this time, we would like to ask that Glenn, as well as Mrs. Ashley Owens, a 2019 award recipient, to join us as we begin this recognition.
Morning. Okay. Daniel Barnhart. Come on up. Daniel is a husband and father of two, member and past president of the Comporium Pioneer Club, director at large for the Palmetto chapter of ITPA, and second vice president of the National Independent Telecommunications Pioneer Association. When in need of someone to step up, Daniel is there. When driving the Comporium Pioneer truck in local parades, he takes care to make sure the truck is decorated and music is blasting. And he spends hours cleaning and painting glass insulators for a project to raise money for our soldiers. As president of the Comporium Pioneer Club, Daniel wanted to do something special for our homeless population. A plan to feed the clients that renew our community, a steak dinner with white glove service, was an idea born of a simple conversation at a Pioneer cookout for the Rock. Daniel's leadership, loving spirit, and let's make it even better ideas made this project no one will forget. Over 75 people retreated to a sit-down dinner, cooked-to-order steak dinner with all the trimmings in a room set with white tablecloths, beautiful centerpieces, violin music, custom corsages, and a fun photo booth. Those who attended said it was one of the greatest evenings of their lives and something they will never forget. Congratulations, Daniel.
Congratulations.
Next, we have Leah Clevenger. Leah was born and raised in York County. She is currently the Residential Services Office Supervisor at Comporium, where she also serves as a member of the Comporium Pioneers. Leah has always had great compassion for her fellow man and a heart for the less fortunate. This has been the foundation of her spirit of service. She was recruited to participate in Leadership York County in 2016. Leah and another LYCO participant partnered together and formed A New Creation, a now almost four-year-old nonprofit. A New Creation provides a hands-on approach with victims of human trafficking and their families. Along with community partnerships, they empower others to direct and guide victims through community awareness and education of life beyond human trafficking. With passion and determination, along with their guidance and direction, they are able to help victims form a complete life transformation. As co-founder, Leah serves on the board of directors for ANC. The organization currently has a presence in York, Lancaster, and Chester counties, and is in the process of raising funds to purchase a home that will be used by victims during this transition period. Also, during Leah's time participating in LYCO, she and other participants worked to determine needs in the community. This resulted in the establishment of the annual kickball tournament, Kicking for a Cause, that takes place during the Come See Me Festival. Congratulations. Okay. Next, we have Carlo Dawson. Carlo Dawson is an extraordinary educator inside and outside the classroom. She currently teaches creative writing and serves as a Convergence Media Advisor. Carla goes above the call of duty for her students because she has a desire to empower them by encouraging their natural talents. She is the founder of Progeny, a multicultural organization where students can emphasize the importance of multiculturalism at South Point High School. And Progeny, along with the assistance of her dedicated co-advisors, students can add multiculturalism to South Point in the Rock Hill community. Ms. Dawson is an individual that works to provide guidance and innovative, differentiated instructional strategies to Rock Hill educators. Carla Dawson wrote, featured, and directed a one-woman show called The Missing Voice to present teaching strategies and to inform the local community on best practices to enhance a multicultural learning environment. As a community leader, Carla continues to strive and educate others through her storyteller opportunities at the York County Library. Ms. Dawson is a very active educator and works hard to live her dream of serving the Rock Hill community. Congratulations. And next we have Charles Price. Charles has always been a hard worker. In fact, he was nominated most likely to succeed in high school. Growing up in the small town of Walterboro, South Carolina, one could always find him in the library studying or working on cars. Charles loved taking cars apart and putting them back together. His passion for understanding how things worked drove him to become an engineer. He had his heart set on going to Georgia Tech and started working odd jobs to help pay his college tuition. Charles graduated from Georgia Tech with a mechanical engineering degree and married his high school sweetheart. Charles and his wife moved to Rock Hill about 5 years ago and began attending Westminster Presbyterian Church. A group of community leaders had been meeting about forming a nonprofit, and they needed a board chair with a startup experience. That conversation led to Charles becoming the board chair of Pathways Community Center, a single point of entry facility housing multiple agencies that serves those in need. The next steps, finding a facility to house the agencies and then fundraising, purchasing the facility, and getting operations underway. In less than 18 months, Charles Price used his lifelong skills and tremendous work ethic to pull together a great resource for York County, Pathways Community Center. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And last, we have Kristen Davis Ryan. Kristen Davis Ryan serves as director of Westminster Foundation. She encourages all whom she meets to share their influence and affluence to make a difference by investing what God has entrusted to them to build his kingdom and to improve the lives of many. Kristen has served our community in many ways over the years. Currently, she serves on the board of Pathways Community Center and is ex officio board member of Westminster Catawba Christian School and Westminster Towers. She has previously served on the boards of Keystone Substance Abuse Services, Renew Our Community, Kiwanis Club of Rock Hill, and the Rotary Clubs of Fort Mill and Sherall. Kristen has been an active member of Westminster Presbyterian Church for over 40 years, and her mantra is, blessed to be a blessing. Having lost a son in 2009 to a heroin overdose, the Davis Boyd family, including Kristen, her daughter Melissa Boyd, and her son Chris Davis, sponsor the Joe Davis Run for Recovery, held in Fort Mill the past 7 years. The race has raised $186,000 to benefit Keystone Substance Abuse Services and serve to bring awareness to the insidious disease and far-reaching effects of substance use disorder. Congratulations, Kristen.
Thank you, Ashley, for joining us today and for introducing each of our winners. We have a little something from the festival to say thank you.
Thank you.
And congratulations once again to all of our winners.
And now it is my privilege to introduce to you our 2020 Come See Me Festival Chair, Susan Golder. But let me tell you a little bit about her. Give her a minute to really get nervous. Prior to Susan's role as festival chair, she served as vice chair for both the 2018 and 2019 festivals. She was a team leader of the Mayor's Frog Jump and also the director of festival communications, overseeing all marketing and public relations for the festival. In addition to the festival, Susan has spent the last 12 years of her professional career at Comporium and currently serves as the residential sales manager. She's involved in several other organizations in York County, including being an active member of Woodland United Methodist Church, Winthrop University Athletic Club, and the Comporium Pioneers. Susan has held additional leadership roles, including church council and the chair of the worship committee for WUMC, Comporium team leader, and for the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. She was the membership campaign and co-chair of the Comporium Pioneer Membership Committee. That's a mouthful. Susan is a Rock Hill native, attending local Rock Hill schools, and she's a graduate of Winthrop University. She and her daughter, Addison, live here in Rock Hill and enjoy spending time volunteering and supporting the Rock Hill community. Please let me introduce you to my friend and our fearless leader for the 2020 year, Susan Golder.
Thanks, Jennifer. Far too kind, far too kind. Good morning. How's everybody doing? You excited to be here? I'm so excited this is going to be public. We've been keeping this thing under wrap for months, and it is very difficult. So I'm so glad that all of you are here today. Thank you to People's First for hosting us. We're so grateful for you. I'd first like to congratulate all of our Merit Award winners. Thank you for making our community a better place to raise our children and a better place to live. We're so grateful for the time and efforts that you put into our community. Growing up in Rock Hill, the Come See Me Festival was always one of my favorite times of year. It was like second to Christmas and your birthday. It was so much fun around town, always had a good time. So standing here today in these shoes, it is an incredible honor, and I am extremely grateful. This role requires a lot of love, support, help from a lot of different people. So not to sound like an Oscars speech, but I have some folks to thank. So bear with me here. First would be to our festival sponsors. Simply, we wouldn't have a festival if it weren't for you. We're so grateful, specifically for the festival sponsors, City of Rock Hill, Atrium Health, Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Comporium, and Williams & Fudge. Thank you for your dedication to the festival. Next would be to the Come See Me Board of Governors. Thanks for your time and energy of always making this festival such a success. I'm grateful to have this opportunity to lead the festival. It is definitely an honor. A special thank you to Jennifer. Jennifer was also a festival chair, so she sort of knows the role and what it requires. So a special thank you to you for your guidance, for your conversations. We've had some late-night conversations, you know, how do you work out certain things? So she's been essential, so thank you. Next is the heart and soul of this festival, and that would be our 60-plus team leaders. If you are one of our 2020 festival team leaders, please stand to be recognized. This group gives so much time and effort to making their individual events a true success. They do an outstanding job. They're very committed. They make my job very easy. So I'm very grateful to each and every one of you for the time that you pour into the festival. Next would be what I like to call my right and left hand of the festival, and that's the vice chairs. So that is David Linder and Elizabeth Williams. If the two of you will please stand. Thanks for always taking on probably more than you bargained for, and it puts in some crazy situations sometimes, so I'm grateful to have both of you and your support. To Emily Smith, our festival administrator, Emily is the backbone of this festival. She works really hard to make all of us look really good, and we wouldn't be here today without her. So big thank you to Emily. To Comporium, my employer, I'm grateful that you instill in all of your employees that serving and giving back to others is very important, and you're very supportive in that. I'm blessed to work for such a great company, so thank you. A special nod on that note to my boss, who's sitting right back over there, who I am the second festival chair who has worked for Scott. So he knows exactly what it takes in this role, and he is supportive. He is such a champion. The one thing he told me, but he said, "Susan, the day of, if you need anything, I mean anything, you call me and I am there for you. But don't sign me up to volunteer for anything, okay?" I said, "Okay, got it." I said, "Okay, you said anything. So if I need anything, I'm calling, definitely calling Scott." So thank you for supporting me. Last but almost not least is to my family, my biggest cheerleaders. Thanks for encouraging me to do big things and teaching me that service to others is the thing that will bring you the most joy in life. So thanks for being here and support. And last but not least is my number one, my sidekick. I like to call her my junior chair in training. And that is my daughter, Addison, who is here with us today. Thanks for understanding that mom's taken on a huge endeavor. And you encourage me and push me, and I'm so grateful to you. And I promise more home-cooked meals after April, okay? I promise. Now we'll kind of move into the festival. So as in with all years past, we will have, I'm going to read these really quickly, the parade, beach bash, the road races, healthy kids zone, gourmet gardens, the cornhole throwdown, the mayor's frog jump, hops at the park, Broadway night, Glencairn Garden entertainment, the coloring contest, moonlight jazz and blues, and tailgate. And that's just naming a few of what we have going on. Right, Glenn? I know, it's exhausting. Exhausting. So a few highlights for the 2020 festival. Number one, we're in this great new facility, which for the logo unveiling, which is incredible, and we're very grateful to be here. So it's so exciting to see all the many things that are popping up in Rock Hill. This is an incredible community. It's such an exciting time to live here and get to take part in these cool spaces. So this year, the theme for the parade will be an American celebration. That's a hint. I'll leave it at that. We have moved Healthy Kids Zone to a 9 a.m. start time. This will allow you a little more time to do the road races, go to Healthy Kids Zone, bring the kids back over to Winthrop Lake to participate in the frog jump, grab some lunch at Gourmet Gardens. You can spend the whole day with us, people. So we're looking forward to seeing you. Next, we will have Gourmet Gardens. We've changed up the venue a little bit for this year, so we're only focusing on food trucks. That's such a popular thing now, and I think it was adds a fun twist on Gourmet Gardens. So we'll have 15 popular food trucks available for lunch or late afternoon snack. I know. Yeah. Next, Hops at the Park is an event that we will host again, same location, but we've changed up just a little bit. So it will work a lot like checking in for Beach Bash. So we're trying to kind of streamline that check-in process a little bit. So I think that'll be a really good addition to this year. So definitely excited about that. Glencairn Garden Entertainment Series, we'll have that again this year. But one thing that we'll include that we have not included in many years is performers from Broadway Night. So they'll have Broadway Night and they'll be in the Glencairn Concert Series. So be sure to check both of those out. They're always a crowd pleaser. Let's see. The final weekend, we'll wrap things up with barbecue, moonlight, jazz and blues, and of course fireworks. One thing we added last year that you may have missed, we had some torrential rain. I'm not sure if anybody remembered that. We're not going to have any in 2020. But last year, the festival invested in some signage that goes on the fencing for the final weekend. And it really adds to the aesthetics of the festival. Many of you probably didn't get a chance to see it, so be sure to check it out this year. Right, Chad? That's right. As always, our festival website and festival app are up and ready at 10 a.m. this morning. They're going to be up and ready to go with the new logo and all the information. Please be sure to check both of those out. That's where you can find out band information and specifics to things that may not be in the festival guide. It gives you a little more instruction. So it's like having a festival guide in your pocket. I look forward to seeing each and every one of you at the events. I'm keeping track, so make sure you come out. But for now, let's get to why we're really here, right? The logo. I'm going to ask my daughter Addison to come up and help me unveil it this year. After we unveil it, I'll share a little bit with you about the artwork. One of the most fun things you get to do as festival chair is to design your logo each year. This is an absolute collaborative effort. You work very closely with the Vernon Grant Committee, who are a group of wonderful people who protect Vernon's work, and it was an honor to get to work with them and hear some of the stories and the history about Vernon. I enjoyed the process, probably my favorite thing of this whole process. So thanks to Alan Miller and team for all of your support and advice. In looking through the designs, you know, your vice chair, so you're kind of getting ready and you're like, all right, I got to plan this logo. What am I going to do? So you're looking through all the historical logos. And I thought, we have not had a patriotic Glenn in a long, long time. So I started kind of going down that road, had some thoughts about it. I talked to Alan, and he was like, I like that idea. And then in June of last year, I got a phone call that said, we are oh so close in the All-America City Award. So just keep that in mind. So certainly I thought, okay. I knew that Vernon had designed a logo very, very specific to this award when Rock Hill won in 1969. So when this logo was actually used in 1971, it had a two-color scheme. It was just a red and a blue. So we have taken that same logo and updated it with a green frog. So I think it's really special to me that we've brought this back. This was something Vernon created to celebrate such a great award. And so to be able to bring it back just the way he had, just by adding a little green splash of color to it, it's an honor that this is coming back. So I hope that all of you enjoy the 2020 logo. So with the logo, we have designed a full suite of souvenirs for the 2020 festival. I'm going to ask Tiffany Staten and Araya White to come up and unveil this year's souvenirs. There's some new things and some old things. So we've always had the T-shirts, but this year we're also going to have beach towels, golf balls. We have a tote, four different hats, one visor, and our coloring books, of course. And for several folks who have been asking for it, we have a garden flag this year. So we're very excited for all of those items. So I hope you check them out and I hope you like them. While they're doing that, I would like to invite three of my very special friends up on stage. We are going to please help me welcome Lucille Harper, Barbara Leslie, and Elaine Norman to the stage. They are going to perform the Come See Me song from the 1987 festival. It was written and directed in 87, and it was written by Lucille Harper herself. So please welcome to the stage the ladies. I mean, if that song doesn't just make you happy and put you in the Come See Me spirit, I don't know what does. Thank you, Barbara, Lucille, and Elaine. Just to wrap things up, and also let you know that that will be stuck in your head all day long. Definitely will. I hope that the 2020 festival provides you and your families with memories that last a lifetime. I know this certainly has for me. This festival means so much, so I hope that all of you come out and join us. I'll welcome Jennifer Childers back up to the stage. Closing comments. Thanks.
Special thanks again to Lucille, Barbara, and Elaine. That was incredible. Little story, me, Susan, and a few small groups send the audio recording of that to each other every Lego unveiling day to get in the spirit. So we've been doing that for the last few years. It's great to hear it live and in person. It's also great to see Chip and Cindy Grant here representing the Grant family. We've become good friends over the years, and we hope, yes, definitely a round of applause. We know that, of course, Chip is a member of the Vernon Grant Committee, and we're very proud of Susan's logo and all it represents. I saw Mayor John Geddes here as well. We're happy to pay tribute to All America City Award, John. Thanks for being here. And I can speak for most everybody I know in this room when I say that Come See Me is something special. We're proudly rooted in tradition, but we adapt and grow each year to offer this community experiences we hope will make a lasting impression and create fond memories. I'd like to take a moment to recognize our board members. If they'll please stand and remain standing while I brag for you for just a quick moment. I know you're here. Don't be shy, board members. Here we go. Gotta rise them up. Our board members give their time and talents to govern this organization and to raise the funds to put on this 10-day spectacular. Please join me in showing appreciation to this dependable group of frog-loving volunteers. One thing that has not changed over the last 50 years is the support of our generous sponsors. I hope you will please indulge me as I show our continued gratitude to each of our sponsors as I call their name. For our 2020 festival and event sponsors, we have our steadfast official sponsors, Atrium Health, the City of Rock Hill, Comporium, Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company, and Williams & Fudge. We have our faithful innovator sponsors, Burns Chevrolet Cadillac, First Citizens Bank, Founders Federal Credit Union, and Smooth Move. Our loyal presenting sponsors, Hospitality Heating and Air Conditioning, Leitner Construction Company, and Winthrop University. And our devoted major sponsors, B&B Distributors, Comer Distributing Company, Edward Jones Investments, Family Trust Federal Credit Union, India Hook Dental, New Indy, Patrick Management Company, Schiller & Hamilton Law Firm, Smile Doctors, South State Bank, Springs Creative, Wells Fargo, York County Natural Gas Company, and new in 2020, our major sponsor, Famous Dave's Fort Mill. I'd like to especially thank our new 2020 key sponsors, Adventure Air Sports, Burrow and Welchel Orthodontics, Champions Gymnastics, Coroplast, O'Darby's Fine Wine and Spirits, The Tuttle Company, Turner Murphy Company, and Wolf Park Lodge, along with our returning key sponsors, Airpoint Federal Credit Union, Michelle Boyne DMD, Britton Flooring, Carolina Recruitment, Cranford Dental, Ebenezer Animal Hospital, Gala Affairs Party Rentals, Greif, Fast Signs, The Home Team, Jackson Pediatric Dentistry, James C. Harden III, Attorneys at Law, J.M. Cope, Miller & Dixon Orthodontics, Morton & Geddes, Palmetto Waterproofing, Paul Davis Restoration, People's First Insurance, Piedmont Dental Partners, Reinhardt Realty Corporation, Riverwalk Academy, Sturgis Beatty Insurance, Tar Heel Contractor Supply, Crystal Myers Teague Dental, Walk to Campus Properties, Weitzel Investigative Services, and York Technical College. I know that's a mouthful, but we really want to give a shout out to all of our wonderful sponsors, along with, yep. Along with all of our individual and small business non-event sponsors and partners listed on the back of your program. So thank you again. We could not do this festival without you. Your financial support, and a lot of you support us in many other ways, really allow us to do what we do. We have something for each sponsor and partner today, so before you leave, please stop by and get your bright red bag. Before you head out, it's got lots of goodies for you as tribute to your sponsorship. And if you haven't become a sponsor yet, there's still time. Come see me, and I will let you know all about that. Lastly, I'd like to make someone squirm a little because she doesn't necessarily like attention, but want to properly thank Come See Me's only paid
employee, our festival administrator, Emily Smith. She's right back there. Make her squirm a little. And most of all, just want to thank everyone again for being here. We are excited about 2020. We are excited that I told Susan after the logo unveiling, everything's smooth sailing from here. So hope everybody helps me fulfill that promise for her. And now I'd like to welcome up from People's First, Xander Galloway, to make our closing remarks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thanks, Susan. Congratulations with what you've done so far. Everything looks great. It's so obvious that so much work has already been put into this festival. Obviously, a lot more to do, but this is a beautiful logo. It's hard to follow that act that was just up here, but thank you. We're very appreciative to be able to sponsor this event or this logo unveiling event once again. People's First has sponsored this for a number of years, and in thinking about why we continue to do so, I think back to a recent conversation that I had with a friend of mine, Sydney Crane, owner of Crane & Company Real Estate. She was asked to come speak to a foundation that I'm a part of, as she had financially supported it in the past. And when she was asked why she gave to that foundation, she said it was about ROI. And not a financial ROI, but an ROI in the community. She was able to use her dollars to expose people, both residents and visitors, to the best that Rock Hill and York County had to offer. And so that really stuck with me, that ROI in the community. And when I think about it, that's exactly why we do what we do. People's First supports Come See Me because we love seeing people come from all over the area to have fun, to run in the races, to listen to music, to tailgate, to go to gourmet gardens, to watch fireworks, to take pictures with Glenn, and really just have an experience that they can't get anywhere else, all while spending money with so many of the local businesses that are here in this room. And so that's why we do it. Sydney said it more eloquently than I ever could, but I share her sentiment. We do it for an ROI in the community. So for those of you unfamiliar with People's First, we're an independent agency that offers risk management services and insurance products for commercial property casualty, bonds, employee benefits, and personal lines. And in our approach, we seek to step back and view the whole picture of your business or your family, and we constantly look for ways to help you take steps to improve. At the core of that approach is education. Our world is incredibly complex and ever-changing, and it's important for me and that our clients are educated about the risks to which they're exposed. We offer a number of seminars throughout the year to educate you on the various risks that your business may be exposed to or your family may be exposed to and how you can address them. So if you have any interest in learning more about those or want to work with us, feel free to reach out to me or a member of our team, and we'll be happy to keep you in the loop. So again, thank you for allowing us to support Come See Me in just a small way. Congratulations, Susan. I know you're going to do a great job. And to all the volunteers, thank you for what you do and hope everyone has a great day.
Again, thanks everybody for coming. We'll send you on your way.